During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to take a special look at ethnobotany. We're going to talk to Chris Killam, who's been called a real-life Indiana Jones. He's also known as the Medicine Hunter, and he's been a frequent visitor here on Intelligent Medicine, talking about some of the hottest trends in nutritional medicine. That's what he does. He goes hither and thither and yon, hunting down the most promising nutraceuticals that are vetted and scientifically backed. And so Chris is back with us to discuss a new formulation that he's come up with. Chris, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thanks, Ron. It's been a while, but it is always a pleasure. I enjoy your work, and I really like that you get great messages of health out to a lot of people. So Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. And, you know, I have to say that, Chris, you know, our relationship harkens back, I don't even want to say how long, 3 decades, because when I first began my program, in the 80s, because when I first began my program, you were one of the hot pioneers in this field, going to far-flung parts of the world, hunting down traditional remedies, and looking for relevance to develop supplements in the U.S. marketplace. And here we are, it's 2019 now, and you continue to do yeoman service in this regard. And you've come up with some real exciting new formulations. So, you know, first of all, maybe you can trace your professional career, because it's really interesting. How did you get into it?
Well, I got into herbs. I mean, I got into all things natural, really, about circa 1970, Ron. I was a teenager and, was... of course, a teenager in the 60s, and it really seemed at that time that there was this proliferation of new ideas, or if not new ideas, natural ideas that kind of cycled back into society. And, you know, I got interested in natural foods and yoga and meditation and environmentalism and herbal medicines. And I wish I could say that I then very carefully and thoughtfully plotted out a career path, but I didn't. It was really kind of peripatetic. But over time, I worked in natural food stores. I worked for large supplement companies. I began to lecture across the country on different topics. I got involved with the passage of what became USDA organic. I mean, I've been fortunate to be involved in a lot of things that have been, very energized and impactful in the natural product scene. And over the past it's been like 25 years now, I've really specialized in traveling around the world, investigating natural remedies, so mostly, botanicals, plants in all different nations, and helping to establish trade with them. So, for example, if people are familiar with maca, I had a big hand in the popularization of maca, and the same with kava and rhodiola and some other things. And so basically I get to investigate these plants, find out what the conditions are, what's it like if you get rhodiola from Siberia, or you get green tea from China. And then additionally work as a communicator in the marketplace to tell people about these things in a manner not dissimilar from the way you do, except that I don't have a clinical practice.
So a fundamental question is, you know, why go to the, say, the rainforests of the Amazon instead of to the headquarters of Shearing Plow or Pfizer to find the latest remedies for some of the diseases that plague Western society?
Well, first of all, I mean, I truly mean what I'm about to say. At Shearing Plow or Pfizer, they don't, you know, they're not being very successful. I mean, their success rate for launching drugs that can even be approved, with all the dangers that drugs get approved with, it's pretty slim, Ron. And we have at our disposal many thousands, actually tens of thousands, of natural remedies. And today, the equation is really very different than when you and I first started speaking together on your shows. There is a massive body of science out there now. So the old criticism from the 70s and early 80s that
where are the studies? Where are the studies? You know, they said, well, if it was really you know, valid, scientifically valid, conventional medicine would be using these things. Well, here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, well, if it works so well, how come people don't know about, you know, all of those arguments? And the fact of the matter is, here we are today with hundreds of thousands of scientific papers and clinical studies published and available on PubMed, you know, the National Institutes of Health Library, and we know that these things, these herbal remedies, for the most part, live up to their traditional claims. So, and anyway, I get invited by the pharmaceutical companies to go speak to them about this stuff. You know, they want to play in this category. They just can't get patents.
Yeah, the only thing about it is, I mean, you're well acquainted with the economic model, is that if it turns out that an extract of red wine grapes, like resveratrol, is beneficial, you know, they're going to have to come up, they're going to have to tweak it. They're going to have to come up with a synthetic variant of it to earn a patent on it. Otherwise, they've done all this research, multi-millions of dollars invested, and then anybody can say, well, it's a natural substance, so here we go.
Well, yeah, that's partially true, but here's the thing. In fact, resveratrol was one of the things I wanted to talk about with you, Ron.
Yep.
If you consider, resveratrol, a kind of a miraculous antioxidant, comes from red wine, grapes. You can also find it in cranberries. And it's probably a significant player in what we know as the French paradox. You know, the French eat lots of cheese, they drink lots of wine, they smoke more than we do, and they're skinnier and they have better cardiovascular health.
Darn those French people.
They
get away with murder.
It proves that life is just grossly unfair. But it appears that resveratrol from red wine is a key factor in cardioprotection and protecting them from a cardiovascular health standpoint. And to get back to your point about pharmaceutical companies making things, they'll make a single molecule, and we know from innumerable studies that single molecules don't work as well as they do when they're in the entire natural matrix of other compounds in which they occur. So if you were to just purify resveratrol so that all you had was that molecule, it actually would not be anywhere near as effective as if it were with all of the other phenols and flavonoids and pigments and things that naturally occur in red wine. So we have an advantage in the natural sector. We don't have to make billions or tens of billions of dollars on an herb. That means that we can provide fairly priced, truly effective, natural remedies that work and have vastly lower toxicity. And I think that's the mission of the day, you know, help people to improve their health without putting themselves at a gross disadvantage, whether that's from a health standpoint or from an economic standpoint.
Is it fair to say that designer drugs may have unintended consequences because they're really not natural to the body? They're molecules that are synthetic that have potent effects but may also have potent side effects, whereas natural products, we co-evolved with these plants, which we eat or distill beverages from, as with green tea or wine, over millennia and perhaps hundreds of thousands or millions of years. Animals, primate predecessors, ate a lot of plant foods that our bodies learned to cooperate with. Is that part of how
we are part of plant biology, and plant biology is part of us. You take an antioxidant compound, curcumin, for example, from turmeric root. You know, people have been eating turmeric root for thousands and thousands of years. The compounds in turmeric root that protect it from being fungally infected as it grows in soil are the same ones that are profoundly anti-inflammatory in our bodies and are better actually than any anti-inflammatory drug we know of, because we co-evolved with these things. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, we breathe their air, we wear their fibers, we drink their juices, we eat them, you know, we use them as medicines, for fragrances, we adorn ourselves with them, use them as poisons, you know, cleaning agents. I mean, plants and us, we have a relationship with plants that we don't have with anything else. And a synthetic chemical is not part of our biology. And so, you know, we either excrete it or we store it or somehow modify it in our bodies. And some compounds, as you know extremely well, are more toxic than others. But I would like to encourage you to reconsider two words that you used, though, Ron. Sure. I'm a bit on a crusade here. Yeah. There is no such thing as a side effect. These are the effects of the drugs. Mm-hmm. If you take, you may wish to take Prozac for depression, and that may be your intended use. But if it also causes you increased anxiety and just trashes your libido, those are the effects of the drugs. Mm-hmm. And we have been led to use language that minimizes those devastating effects, and side effects makes it somehow sound minimized.
Yeah, then mostly it's going to work, but occasionally you'll see, you know, rarely you'll see these unusual effects, as if are not part and parcel of the overall action of the medication.
Right, right. And so, you know, I think that we, whether it's from a political standpoint or social standpoint or medical standpoint, we sometimes get handed language that we use because it's out there and it's convenient and it's the parlance of the day. But I'm not a believer in side effects. These are the effects of the drugs. And when you look
at it,
it's kind of funny, you know, Ron, if you, drink green tea, for example, you know, it's going to have profound beneficial effects on the cardiovascular system, lowering LDL cholesterol, somewhat elevating HDL good cholesterol, reducing platelet adhesion to the vessels of, you know, the cardiovascular system, actually physically strengthening vessel walls. You know, and on and on and on and on. And so maybe you're drinking green tea for, you know, for cardiovascular health. You figure, hey, this is a good thing to do. I've read the science on that. The additional effects you're going to get include some enhanced cognitive function, some anti-inflammatory activity. It's kind of like an inverse pyramid with drugs. You know, you have an intended purpose, anti-depression, let's say, with Prozac, and then you have this cascade of basically bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And whereas you have an inverse upward pyramid on top of that, let's say you're drinking green tea for the cardiovascular benefits that you're reading about, but it also reduces the risk of different forms of cancer and on, helps to stabilize blood sugar, perhaps enable you to, you know, modify your weight a little bit better. All of these things are unintended positive effects. And I think that's one of the big differences between botanicals and drugs. You get this additional cascade of stuff that's positive, but it may not have been what you were asking for.
Well, we just touched upon, you know, three important nutraceuticals, resveratrol and curcumin from turmeric and green tea. And it turns out that these are the backbone of a new formulation that you've come up with. And you know, with so many things out there, and you know, you probably studied scores, if not hundreds, of different herbs and nutrients, you came up with something called Green Tea CR Phytosome Formula as kind of a one-a-day nutraceutical, you know, the equivalent to a multivitamin, you know, something that you can take and you can say, well, I'm covering a lot of bases here. You know, maybe there's some other things. Maybe I could take some theanine for stress, or I could take some ginseng for vigor and energy. But, you know, I want to cover the basics with one, just one supplement.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do a bunch of formulations with Purity products, and we're really kind of, it's a fun process because we wanted something that would, you know, represent, you know, the best ingredients out there at the time. And when I say best, I mean in terms of clinical evidence of efficacy, and also best in terms of the quality of those ingredients. People who are not familiar with the herbal world or herbal manufacturing, and I think that's most people, may not know that just like any other type of product, whether you're talking, you know, fabric or you're talking glass or steel or anything at all, quality of manufacturing can make all the difference between something being good or not. So we simultaneously went after what would be the best, say, three or four ingredients to have for a thoroughly protective formula that really does represent the state of the art in herbal science today, and also what would be the best forms of those things. And we came up with green tea, and then the CR part, as you described, is curcumin from turmeric root and resveratrol from red wine. And the phytosome part refers to, you can prepare herbal extracts so that they are better absorbed. And that requires kind of sophisticated technology and great science. And we found, in the case of green tea and in the case of the curcumin, we found a phytosome that is enrobed molecules of these extracts that are much, much better absorbed. And what that means for people, just to kind of give it straight, is that you get more into your body, you get more into your bloodstream, and you get more activity as a result. So, yeah, we really kind of went out there as far as we could, you know, with all of the science on green tea, which is an extraordinary life enhancer. We know that. With curcumin, which, gee, today I think you go on PubMed and you get about 1,700 studies. And with resveratrol from red wine, which, you know, those French people, they've shown us something special with their lifestyle and their health.
Well, you know, I must confess, I occasionally can drink green tea. I get a yen for green tea, but I can't usually go for more than a cup or two a day, and studies show that the benefits usually accrue when you drink more, you know, 6-7 cups of it a day, which is impossible for me. And then when it comes to red wine, lately I've been pushing back on my alcohol consumption big time, and I rarely drink red wine. Plus, it causes me a lot of nasal congestion, so I can't go there. And then when it comes to curcumin, okay, well, yeah, I can, you know, you can put some turmeric in your eggs occasionally, but turmeric powder isn't very bioavailable, and you know, I can't eat curry morning, noon, and night. So how are we amping up the bioavailability or the equivalence when we take it in a pill? Does a pill deliver equivalent or more benefit than taking a lot of food?
Really, really good question. Starting with green tea, there was plenty of question whether a green tea extract would be comparable to drinking green tea. And fortunately, there have been a few studies, again, they can be found on PubMed, about you know, absorption of green tea extract, looking at comparative health effects, and it appears that green tea extract in a capsule or a tablet is as effective as drinking green tea. In the case of, part of this is a lifestyle thing too. You hit on it, you know, you're very knowledgeable about health and you can really only drink so much green tea and you've backed away from the red wine. So if you want to get an equivalent amount of, let's say, resveratrol, in terms of what's been shown to be effective for cardiovascular.
I can't do half a bottle. It's not going to work for me.
Yeah, right. So in this instance, we have 40 milligrams of resveratrol from a really superior source, and that is exactly comparable to amounts of resveratrol in human clinical studies. So basically the challenge is to say, okay, most people aren't going to drink a bunch of green tea, most people aren't going to have a turmeric-laden curry every day, and hopefully most people aren't slugging down a half a bottle or a bottle of red wine a day. So what can we do to deliver all of the benefits that we know from modern science? And that's why we came up with green tea CR phytosome, and it's been really enthusiastically received. You know, it's a funny thing. Everybody out there in the supplement world or in the health scene at some point in time talks about, you know, well-being. And it's a vague term in many respects, but you know it when you feel it. And one of the things that I appreciate about some of the feedback we've gotten from the Green TCR from people who unsolicited just write in is that they just plain feel better overall, in addition to some specifics, you know, improved joint comfort, that kind of thing. So more energy. So I think we've really hit on something here. And, you know, it's a great way to get these things without having to radically alter your dietary intake.
Well, great. We've laid down a good introduction to what we're going to go into in greater depth in part two, because I want to hear about some studies about these compounds, about curcumin, green tea, and resveratrol. And you certainly are well acquainted with them. We'll share those with our audience in just a moment. But I also want to mention that we have a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. The new Green TCR formula from our friends at Purity Products is offering you a free bottle giveaway. Here's how it works. You just pay a little bit for shipping and handling. That's $4.95. And you get to put Chris Killam's Green TCR phytosome formula to the test. Purity Products has been taking great care of our customers since 1993. And they're allowing my audience, you Intelligent Medicine listeners, to try this formula for free so you can see what a difference it can make in your life. Call 800-218-6030. That's 800-218-6030. 800-218-6030. And we'll be right back with Chris Killam for more on green tea, CR phytosome, curcumin, green tea, and resveratrol in a great bioavailable formula. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.